This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In Germany, Angela Merkel suffered a devastating defeat in the last state election. And the question is, what does it all mean? The question is, have we been preaching wrong doctrine? Because we clearly told you over the years what is going to happen in Germany, what is going to happen in Europe. And now we find that a party came to power which doesn't seem to quite fit into that scenario. Well, if you understand biblical prophecy, you will see how it all fits very perfectly. First, let me read to you from an article by the BBC News, dated September 5, saying this. Angela Merkel's ruling CDU party has been beaten into third place by an anti-immigrant and anti-Islam party in elections in a northeastern German state, the Alternative für Deutschland, or the Alternative for Germany, they call it AfD, Alternative für Deutschland. That party took just under 21% of the vote. The German Chancellor's CDU was backed by only 19% of voters, its worst ever result in the state. And that was the state Angela Merkel grew up in. And you see, this was looked upon as a testing battle for what would happen when it comes to the federal elections. And if that is true, then Angela Merkel's defeat was terrible, as it was admitted. One leading CDU politician, the article by the BBC News goes on to say, called the result catastrophic, while another said the arrival of hundreds of thousands of migrants without documents had put the wind in the AfD's sails. Now, a commentary in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung argues that voters are angry at almost all mainstream parties, and not just the Christian Democrats alone, the CDU, meaning it's a protest vote, meaning it's a movement against what the mainstream parties in Germany and in Europe are up to. Deutsche Welle wrote on September 6 that the tensions between the CDU and the CSU, which is the CDU's sister party in Bavaria, these tensions have intensified. It says, Bavarian state premier Horst Seehofer has blamed Merkel's refugee policy for the AfD's success. But what happened? Angela Merkel spoke to the Bundestag, the parliament, saying that her handling of the refugee crisis was correct, is correct, will continue to be that way. Now, many are concerned. I want to talk a little bit about the AfD and what it stands for. But many minorities are extremely concerned about what's happening in Germany because it's not only an anti-Muslim party, as some have erroneously claimed. The Local wrote on September 5 that minority groups have been reacting with concern over the far-right party's success. That an extreme right party which blatantly incites hatred against minorities in a disgusting way can rise unhindered in our country is a nightmare come true. Charlotte Knobloch, president of the Jewish community in Bavaria, said on Monday. Knobloch warned that, in collaboration with other far-right parties, the AfD had the strength to threaten Germany's democratic foundations. A very strong warning. Now, the AfD, the article goes on to say, was founded in 2013, but it has grown strongly even as its top members have sparked outrage with insulting remarks, including one disparaging Black Star footballer Jeremy Boateng. One leader said, "I wouldn't want a person like him living in our neighborhood." And other terrible comments were made against minorities. Sure, most of them are directed against migrants, against Muslims, but now it also refers to African Americans, you would call them that way over here, over there. I still say black. I don't know how else I should refer to them to be politically correct. Frankly, I don't care too much about that. In other words, statements were made against black persons, but also about minorities in other environments. And let me just say that the one minority which has been persecuted in the world for millennia more than any other has been the minority of true Christians. You see, I'm not just talking about nominal Christians, I'm talking about true Christians, those who follow the Bible. Jesus Christ says they are going to be hated by just about everybody, and that unfortunately has been the case. And if you have a party which is clearly preaching against minorities, you just know that true Christians will be included. The success of the AfD has triggered something else. Deutsche Welle wrote on September 8 that the press has a CSU paper, in other words, the Bavarian sister party of Angela Merkel's party, that doesn't care one iota about what the chancellor wants. The paper not only agrees with the AfD party platform on many points, but it even goes one step further on the topic of dual citizenship. The Bavarian party wants to make exceptions, saying migrants from our Western Christian cultural circle should be given priority. Now, you got to look at the word Christian. They're not talking about true Christians in the sense of those who really follow the example of Jesus Christ. You know, many Christians, in quotes, in the world have committed terrible atrocities. We should not forget this. Now, the article goes on to say, also proposed is a ban on body-obscuring burqas. The burqa was described as the uniform of Islamism. Now, that one I'd never heard before. A uniform? In other words, some kind of a military description talking about women wearing it? By the way, the AfD members have also made some outrageous statements against using the police or using other security people, shooting at and killing migrants coming into Germany, let's say, including women and children. That's how far some are willing to go. This article goes on to say, also contained in the CSU draft was a rejection of special swimming times for Muslims. We are opposed to our world open country being changed by immigration and refugee flows. Germany must remain Germany. Now, some may agree with this. The problem is the same wording is used in Austria, in France, in the Netherlands. And so nationalism is being born again, is becoming popular. Now, does this fit? How does this fit with biblical prophecies? Well, I will show you how. Because in the book of Daniel, as well as in the book of Revelation, you find that there are going to be 10 nations or groups of nations at the very end time, reviving the ancient Roman Empire. But these nations will have nationalistic concepts, but they also understand they have to do something in view of problems. And so the Bible tells you that those 10 nations, they are kind of a mixture between iron and clay. They will be strong militarily, but they will not be that strong in other aspects. They will be fragile, it says. It says even it will be a divided kingdom. But nevertheless, those 10 nations, and we are talking about 10 European core nations, realizing their vulnerability, will give their power and their gift, their authority to a very charismatic political and military leader. He is called the Beast in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. And they will rule together for a very short time. And that will be the time when Jesus Christ returns, because they will trigger the great tribulation. And Jesus Christ said, if I don't intervene, if those days won't be shortened, no human being would even survive. You see, what we are seeing in Europe right now is going right hand in hand with what the Bible says is going to happen. These 10 nations, groups of nations, which are forming, will give their power to the beast. Now, let me just say, at this point, I do not see anyone in Europe, in Germany, in Austria, and we are talking about the beast having to be of German or Austrian descent, who would clearly fulfill that role. Now, I am absolutely convinced that person is alive, and it's going to be a man, not a woman. Time will show, and events will trigger these developments. They will show who is going to be the one, and we need to watch it, because we also know that when the beast rules, a terrible martyrdom of true Christians will occur again in Europe. That is why it's so important to realize what is happening. And when we find success of people who are accusing and attacking and condemning minorities, we should all be very alert and become very aware of what this world will offer those who love it. But it will hate those who love Jesus Christ and God the Father. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.